Okay, we're recording now. Okay, wonderful. Go ahead and play the music.
Radio Soul, the all-in-one solution for entertainment.
Radio Soul Aktiv, die Sendung zum Mitmachen mit Gerhard Pellegrini.
Jawohl, einen wunderschönen guten Abend, meine sehr verehrten Damen und Herren. Ich freue mich, dass Sie wieder mit dabei sind hier bei unserer außergewöhnlichen Show. Heute heißt es wieder Ted Ma, live aus Seattle, America. Weite Leitung über den Atlantik gelegt nach Seattle, in den Bundesstaat Washington. Und ich freue mich, Ted Ma begrüßen zu dürfen. Er hat auch Studiogäste mitgebracht. Übersetzt wird die Sendung aus dem Englischen ins Deutsche von Saskia Feutländer aus Dresden. Und ja, jetzt machen wir ein paar Takte. Die Musik, Water Song, wie Sie es schon schön gehört hier als Auftakt. All we need is love. Ja, das war das Opening unserer heutigen Radioshow. Eine Show to make the world a better place. Das ist Ted Ma's Out of the World Radio Show. Hallo Ted, willkommen.
Guten Abend, mein Freunde. It's so good to be here. I only ask my guests to speak in short sentences, so my friend Saskia can translate. It makes it easier. Out of this world radio, the purpose of this show is to make this world a better place. And I know that if we all work together, we can and will make this planet a much better place.
Hallo an alle da draußen. Hallo hier ins Studio. Ja, die Radioshow, um was geht's? Es geht darum, aus dieser Welt einen noch schöneren Ort zu machen. Und ich weiß, dass wir, wenn wir alle zusammen worken, dies auch schaffen werden.
And today's show is going to be very special. We're going to be talking with our good friend, Cynthia, is that right? Cynthia? And Lana. And we'll be talking about the protest in London, which was not covered by the media in the United States or Canada. I don't know what it's like there in Europe, but here, no word of it at all. And there were almost a million people plus there protesting. Well, that's not very many people. Heck, you know, we have to talk about news, sports and weather in the United States, you know, but not about things like small gatherings of people of a million plus. That's not important. No one needs to know about that. But anyway, we'll be talking about that. And then we'll be talking about who and what and perhaps why are the elements trying to stop our ascension. I think you'll find that very interesting. And then the second hour, my good friend Tom Paladino will be coming on starting at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Central European time, 9 p.m. London time. Get all these numbers right. I'm not sure what a time it is in Tokyo, but anyway, he'll be coming on during the second hour to talk about his fantastic scalar energy healing work. And he's like an angel with wings who wants to heal the world. So he's a fabulous man and so happy that he'll be coming on.
And now you want me to translate it in one sentence.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gosh, I forgot. Sorry.
Like always, Gerhard, maybe in 10 years, it will work fine.
Okay. It's too long.
I will sum it up. So, unsere Gäste heute sind Lana Spitz und, can I ask for your name?
Sita.
Sita. Und sie sind aus London und da geht es wohl um einen Protest von 1 Million Menschen und das ist nirgendwo zu hören, zu lesen oder irgendwo aus den Medien auch nur zu erfahren. Sie werden als uns darüber berichten. Das ist jetzt in der ersten Stunde. In der zweiten Stunde unserer Sendung haben wir Tom Palladino wieder bei uns, Scala Energie. Ich freue mich sehr. Den hatten wir auch gestern schon im Interview hier in Deutschland und heute ist er nochmal dabei. Es wird sehr spannend. Ich freue mich sehr. Hello, everybody.
Yes, it's so good to have you translating. Thank you, Saskia. I really appreciate
Yeah.
it.
Welcome on Radio Soul.
And my good friend Gerhard is the producer of Radio Soul International out of Vienna, and I always appreciate his wonderful help as well, of course.
Ja. Und der wunderbare Gerhard, ich möchte ihn noch erwähnen. Auch er soll mal erwähnt werden. Hier nochmal bei Planet Soul. Es ist so wunderbar, dass du da bist, Gerhard, dass wir das zusammen machen können. Und ja, meine Liebe und Licht sende ich dir jetzt. Und ja, ich freue mich immer, dass wir diese Show zusammen machen können.
Dankeschön.
We'll be going into this topic at the second part of this first hour. But as you know, the media is controlled often worldwide. In the United States especially, it's controlled completely. And we don't get news much what's going on.
It's okay. We need a warm-up. 10 minutes and then it's working.
Sorry.
Ted sagte gerade eben, dass die Medien ja, weltweit nicht das berichten, was sie berichten sollten, sondern das berichten, was sie denken, was für sie richtig wäre und dass die Dinge, die passieren, nicht bis an unser Ohr gelangen.
I'll never forget the time I flew from London to Seattle in August of 1979.
1997 bin ich von London nach Seattle geflogen.
When I was leaving the London airport at Heathrow, I picked up a London Times newspaper.
Und in London habe ich eine Zeitung genommen am
And
Flughafen.
the front page of the paper said, AIDS created in a lab US laboratory by the US military. That was the front page, headlines in London, England.
Und auf der ersten Seite stand, AIDS wurde in einem Labor in den Vereinigten Staaten über das Militär ja, erschaffen. Das stand dort als Headline sozusagen auf der Zeitung.
I had plenty of time on the plane to read the paper, so when I arrived in Seattle, I was thinking maybe it would be headlines there too.
Ich hatte genügend Zeit im Flugzeug, diese Zeitschrift zu lesen, und ich dachte, ja, wenn ich dann in Seattle ankomme, gibt es vielleicht ähnliche oder die gleichen Informationen dort.
Absolutely nothing, nothing in the US media. Absolutely
Aber
nothing, nothing at all, nothing.
dem war nicht so. Es gab überhaupt keine Informationen über diese Information, was den Virus betraf.
And it's the same thing happening now in London. I mean, 1 million people, that's a lot of people.
Und dasselbe scheint jetzt auch zu passieren. Passiert jetzt, denn 1 Million Menschen sind dort auf der Straße und keiner weiß was davon.
And as I understand it, Cynthia, you photographed, let's see, Kate Shirmani, David Icke, Professor Dolores Cahill, famous professor from Ireland, all giving speeches and meeting people. And how come nobody talks about that?
Also Sita, right? Sita, sie
Yeah.
hat mehrere Interviews.
So
Sita.
if I'll spell it, Cythare. Cythar.
Sitar. Ah, okay, Sitar.
Really?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sitar. Sie hat also mehrere Interviews geführt, unter anderem mit David Icke, how you spell it?
I
Icke.
see.
And who else was it?
It was Dolores Cahill,
Dolores Cahill, okay.
Kate Sharamani,
and a million other names.
Yeah, I
Okay. Und sie führte also mit verschiedenen bekannten Persönlichkeiten Interviews, aber nichts davon ist in den Medien zu finden.
Yeah, it was just amazing that I saw the pictures, and thank you. Thank you so much, Sitar, for sending your pictures over. We'll be sharing those in just a minute. But now you were both there,
Wofür
weren't you? Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wofür war dieser Protest oder wogegen?
What is this? Yeah, 1 million people. Why are they there on the streets?
The protest.
Protest.
Freedom from the tyranny and the genocide and the crimes against humanity
Ja.
all over the world.
Ja, es geht also um die um das, was eben momentan passiert, das Programm, was läuft, die Menschenrechtsverletzungen und der Genozid, der momentan weltweit stattfindet.
Ja. Yeah.
More and more people are coming out each March that we have, about one a month now, because they want to vaccinate the children now. Yeah. So it's really starting.
Use the word shot or injectables because of censorship in the US. I'm sorry. It's okay. You, yeah. For a minute, you thought you lived in the free world, but, you know, everybody does. That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Zu diesen Protestmärschen, die da stattfinden, kommen immer mehr Menschen dazu. Und jetzt geht es also, insbesondere jetzt spitzt sich die Lage zu, aufgrund dessen, dass Kinder jetzt geimpft werden sollen in den Vereinigten, yeah. Königreich.
Let's go to a couple of these pictures. I'm going to use a share screen, of which I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to try.
Okay.
I hope the computer doesn't catch on fire.
Ted wird uns jetzt mal ein paar Bilder zeigen von diesen Protestmärschen, die da stattfinden.
Okay, there's one. I think that's Kate Shermani.
Can't see anything.
There we are.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah, there she is.
Kate Shermani. Okay.
Yeah. Do you know her background? I can tell you a little bit if you like.
You might know more about her than I do. I was very fortunate that where I was standing, she just walked up next to me and started talking to the crowd. But I know she's a nurse and that she has come out and she's, very brave lady, very much a figurehead and a spearhead in this movement of truth. And she was at the beginning with the rallies in Trafalgar Square, which have just grown and grown and grown. And she's a real force.
Fantastic.
Wir haben jetzt hier ein Bild von Kate Shermani. Sie ist eine Krankenschwester und sie war schon bei den ersten, also sie war, glaube ich, sehr zeitig schon mit dabei. Es begann am Trafalgar Square die ersten Märsche und sie ist eine sehr tapfere, mutige Frau, die hier mit der Wahrheit ganz offen nach außen tritt.
Yeah, those first Trafalgar Square rallies or protests were probably about 30,000, and the police would come in and attack us with truncheons, and they were really violent towards us, and arrest people for no reason. And so it became quite a dangerous thing to do, to go and protest in London. But as more and more people started to wake up, each protest got bigger and bigger. And now the police don't come near us because there's so many of us. They can't do anything. So it's in a very short time, really since last summer, last August, it's really been a big movement of wake up here.
That's fantastic. Also,
es startete mit 40.000 Protestanten oder ja, Demonstranten. Und sie wurden aber oft angegriffen von Polizei. Sie wurden teilweise handgreiflich gegenüber den Demonstranten. Und es gab auch viele Verhaftungen. Aber seit letzten August ist die Anzahl der Demonstranten enorm gestiegen, sodass jetzt die Polizei gar keine Chance mehr hat, da irgendetwas zu tun.
Let me see if I can get some more pictures here. I'll try this here.
This one was taken in Parliament Square, right outside the Houses of Parliament.
Okay.
Das war außerhalb von Parliament Square, also aufgenommen, das Bild, was wir jetzt gesehen haben.
Okay, hold on here. Having a little bit of, trouble. I'll get it here. You've got some wonderful, here's one I like. This one's an interesting picture. 99% survival. Those are those who get the whatever it is. We won't be having your V. So, yeah.
Also wir sehen jetzt hier ein Bild mit zwei Kindern, die haben zwischen sich so ein großes Plakat bemalt und da steht 99,99% ja, Überleben, also Überlebenschance oder überhaupt Überleben. Und da bezieht sich auf diese Erkrankung, an der man also zu 99,99% nicht versterben wird. Und dann unten steht, we won't be having your vaccine. Also wir werden deine... Sorry, Ted. Oh, I said
That's
the word.
Okay. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Wir werden eure Impfung nicht zu uns nehmen.
Here in the United States, the corrupt Biden regime has just started making children ages 12 to 18 take the V.
Hier in den USA ist aufgrund der Biden-Administration haben die Impfung gestartet für Kinder zwischen 12 und 18 Jahren.
With the result that the Food and Drug Administration just came out with a report on Saturday.
Im Ergebnis, dass die, ich habe es jetzt nicht verstanden, die Ärzte, Medikamentenindustrie und Nahrungsmittelindustrie.
That 87% of children of getting the V, getting the shot.
87%
of the children who get the V, who get this shot.
87% der Kinder, die diese Impfung erhalten.
Have an what they call an adverse health reaction, which is, includes heart attacks and strokes for children as young as 12 years old. If that doesn't make you upset, I don't know what does.
Und da ging es jetzt darum, dass die Kinder, die diese, also 87% der Fälle von Kindern, die die Impfung erhalten haben, sind sieben, also von den Kindern sind 87% mit Herzinfarkt, mit ja, solchen Dingen konfrontiert mit 12 Jahren. Das ist unfassbar.
Yeah, let me play something that that a friend of mine from Norway just sent me a few minutes ago, and I'm sure there's a fancy way to share it, but I don't know how. So I'll do it this way. It's on my phone. It's a protest in Toronto against the police, and they're giving ice cream to children for the V, to take the V. Little kids are given ice cream by the police to take this thing. And I want you to hear this. I'll let you
Ted wird uns jetzt mal ein Bild zeigen aus Toronto, wo man Kindern Eiscreme gibt dafür, dass sie sich eine Impfung verpassen lassen. Polizisten geben Kindern Eiscreme, damit die sich impfen.
It's just 2 minutes long.
Every single fucking one of you. Every one of you. I'm inviting you now to join us. To stop this happening. Right now.
What's the oath that you took? Just the oath you took.
Hey, Rise Up. We are at Nathan Phillips Square. We're at the pop-up vaccine clinic.
There's stuff going in those kids'
and the police and have just told us that we are not allowed to be on the Nathan Phillips Square property. So we're out on the sidewalk now.
You're not doing your oath, are you? None
we're trying to speak to the police.
I told you before.
We are mothers and we are pissed off. We are not moving. This is our baby. You are fucking with our baby. We are mothers.
Shadow them.
We are fathers. The strength of parenthood has taken over us and we are not moving. Until you start spreading the truth of what is going on over there. That's it. We are pissed. We are at our end. We have been respectful with you. We have been patient with you. We have tried to guide you to the fucking light. But now you are messing with our fucking children. And that is not okay. You want to arrest all of us? Arrest all of us. You want to beat us to the ground? Beat us to the fucking ground. This is our children. And we will not back down. We will not back down. You don't scare me. You don't intimidate me. I have the strength of 4 children in my soul. You don't scare me. You want to be cowards and punks, and you want to stand here while all those babies get this fucking vaccine. But now it's on you. I have the strength of children inside my soul. And for that, as a mother, I am not moving. No, that's enough. Not doing this anymore. No. No. You fucked with the wrong generation. My children are in harm. My children, your children, whether or not you have the capacity to understand this, your children, enough.
That's the pretty strong protest in Toronto under the Trudeau regime, like the Biden regime is pushing little now the program for little children.
Also auch in Kanada unter dem Trudeau Regime findet nun die ja, statt, dass eben auch Kinder dort geimpft werden sollen. Dasselbe hier in Deutschland. The same here in Germany, Ted.
Wirklich?
Yes.
Sithar just got back from taking photos tonight at a place, didn't you, for kids?
Yeah, we were filming for Not on the Beeb. It's a channel at Twickenham Stadium. It's where they have a lot of international rugby events. And there was an invitation sent out to the 18-year-olds, 18 and above. I was just checking through. I have some film here on my video. I could share it the same way you did, Ted.
If you want to show that, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, because... there was wave upon wave upon wave upon wave of these groups of young people coming across. So here we go. I'll try and...
Wir sehen jetzt nochmal ein Video. Da ist jetzt Aufruf gewesen an eben so 18-Jährige, dass sie in so ein Baseballstadion kommen und sich dann dort impfen lassen, wenn ich jetzt richtig verstanden habe, Baseballstadion. Wird sie uns jetzt zeigen, okay?
Okay, so they cross, they're coming from the main station to the stadium.
Ah, okay, sie kommen also von der Station, von der U-Bahn-Station und kommen dort zu dem Stadion.
Okay.
Immer wieder ganze Wellen von jungen Menschen. Also wir sehen hier eine Menge an Menschen, die da in dieses Stadion rennen. To get their shot. They're coming to get their shot.
Yeah.
They're coming to get their shot, really?
And this, look at the queue. Can you see that okay?
Oh my God.
These are our youth. These are these beautiful young people. Just all queuing up.
Also ganz viele junge Menschen, unsere wunderbare Jugend, die hier sich in der Schlange anstellt und alle auf ihre Spritze warten.
That's it goes all the way around the stadium.
Geht all the way around. Stadion.
Wollen die zum Match gehen und müssen sich impfen lassen oder ist das wirklich eine Impfstation?
Die Impfstation da, Impfzentrum, okay. Im Stadion.
It's like watching. Sorry.
No, it's like, go ahead.
It's like watching people line up to board the concentration camps. For the concentration camps, line up.
Around the side of this stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have had the same here in Germany too. We have had, they said there is a center now, you can have your shots, and there came millions and everybody wanted to get in and get their shot. We have had this too.
It went all the way around the stadium and into the back where they were in a huge pen. So this goes on and on. I mean, it just doesn't stop.
Es hört nicht auf, es ist eine unendliche Schlange, die geht wirklich um das gesamte Stadion und da weit drüber hinaus noch. Es hört nicht auf.
And then at the back, it's just that. So these are the, I don't know if you can see that. That's where the cars would go. Can you see all those people there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're holding them in this huge car park area before they go in. And then it went all around the back. The director I was working with, he actually followed the whole queue all the way around the back streets. He said, I mean, he was gone a long time. That will be covered on Not on the Beeb, B-E-E-B, a YouTube channel.
Okay.
Wow. This is your YouTube channel?
No, it's not. I just was helping with the filming today.
Okay,
also you say and I'll say.
Also es gibt einen YouTube Kanal, wo man das nochmal sich anschauen kann, der nennt sich B-E-E-B. Okay.
Not on the Beeb. Yeah, B-E-E-B.
B-E-E-B.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Oh yeah.
But we were doing, the reason we were there was to do the magnet challenge, and this can be done anywhere that you are. And you get it's called a neo magnet, And it's like a battery. It's a little round magnet. And we were getting them to where they'd had the shot to see if it was for true. And it was sticking to where they had the shot. So it was filming their reaction and the realization that that shouldn't happen. So that's why we were there. And so anyone can do this.
Okay, also warum sie auch dort vor Ort waren, ist, sie haben solche kleinen Magnete mit und haben dann, haben das dort dran gehalten, wo die Leute ihre Impfung erhalten haben. Und kennt vielleicht wirklich der eine oder andere schon, die Videos gibt es mittlerweile überall, dass dann dort, wo die Einstichstelle ist, dieser Magnet von außen hält. Es rutscht also nicht weg. Das kann auch jeder machen und das kann jeder selbst überprüfen.
Let me share something. I've got pictures of blood, blood cells, before and after the shot.
Könnt ihr uns jetzt zeigen, ein Bild von Blutzellen vor und nach der Impfung?
Ja, einen Moment bitte.
Ja, ja.
Oh, where is it? Let's see. Okay. Oh, forgive me. I'm not sure I know how to operate this. Well, let me just tell you briefly that.
Do you have it on your cell phone or somewhere, Ted?
I've got it on my computer, and I did bring it up earlier. Let me just see if I can bring it up. Hold on, okay? Just a minute here.
I'll just say that we were testing the Pfizer vaccine because not they've got to be an mRNA vaccine, so not right. All of them, like the AstraZeneca, doesn't have this quality. But it, yeah, they were getting Pfizer today.
Okay, also haben wir Pfizer bekommen. AstraZeneca, you have the same effects when you put a magnet here.
No, you have to excuse me. I'm not sure of all of them, but it's definitely okay. Pfizer, not the AstraZeneca. No.
Okay, also definitiv bei Pfizer bleibt dieser Magnet hier außen hängen und bei AstraZeneca ist es nicht ganz sicher, aber dort wahrscheinlich ist es nicht so, war es nicht so ersichtlich.
It doesn't mean to say the other ones you should have.
Right. There we go. Can you see that, by the way?
No.
Okay, let me do this then. I'll try it this way. Okay, let me see here.
Okay, you know how to share? You go down and you see share your screen.
It's yeah, I learned button. That. I learned that when I was a little boy, how to share.
click it. Then you have to go up the page. I learned it yesterday.
Really? God, it took you that long? Wow.
Okay. So I did it first. I put the green button down there. And then
I got it now. I have it. Okay. I have it. Yeah. Okay, here we go. This is before and after the shot.
Das ist, wir haben jetzt hier ein Bild von Blutzellen. This is before the shot, the picture we see here?
Yeah, this is before.
This is also before.
Okay, this thing is not cooperating very well. That's it. That's, okay, hold on here.
Put F11. I think you get the whole presentation.
There we go. Okay, that's before the shot. And you can see how the blood cells are round, they look healthy, vibrant, they've got good color and everything. This is from a healthy person before the shot.
Also das Bild, was wir sehen, hat gesunde Blutzellen, die sind rund, die sind komplett.
Okay. This is right after the shot, and you can see that the cells now are no longer round and they've got this weird light around them now with this white something white in the middle of them. Okay.
Und das zweite Bild ist jetzt von nachdem eine Impfung stattgefunden hat. Hier sind die Zellen jetzt nicht mehr ganz so rund. Sie werden eher etwas flacher. Sie haben außen einen weißen Rand und haben innen auch so einen weißen.
Okay, and then this one here, these are the nanobots inside. That's what makes the magnet stick to your skin.
Und hier haben wir jetzt ein Bild von den Nanobots, die in dieser Impfung mit drin sind und die Ursache dafür, dass diese Magnete, wenn man sie außen an den Arm hält, dann eben halten.
Okay, and look carefully now. This is after about 24 hours. You can see what's happened to the blood cells. They're all irregular and they're all pockmarked now.
Yeah. Also was wir jetzt sehen, ist dann nach 24 Stunden, wie die sich dann zeigen. Sie haben immer noch den weißen Rand, sind jetzt aber außen gezackt, werden richtig zackig, haben innen wieder immer noch das Weiße und bekommen so kleine schwarze Pünktchen. Manche haben jetzt so schwarze Punkte innen.
Right away, very quickly, the shot causes you to be extremely sick.
Okay, ja auch.
I'm sorry?
And I when I cry at night. Oh, I tell myself
that I can't stand the pain. But when I come in your arms, I say it again. So
ja, ich höre dich. Woher kommt die Musik?
Woher kommt die Musik?
Die kommt von euch.
Okay, my friends, how are we doing there?
Wer von euch hat hier Musik aufgedreht?
Also ich habe keine Musik angemacht.
Könnt ihr mal alle kurz das Mikrofon abschalten, dann sehen wir, woher es kommt.
Ja, mach mal aus. Can you shut down all here for a second to know where it comes from?
Das Radio Soul Mittagsmagazin.
Okay, well, so far, we're still recording. We're still on Facebook. And on my end, things are fine.
Schöne Mittagszeit hier mit Gerhard Pellegrini am Mikrofon. Schön, dass Sie mit dabei sind auf unserer Wellenlänge hier auf Radio Soul. Ja, meine Damen und Herren, Sie wissen ja, Radio Soul steht für sozial, ökologisch, lokal, nachhaltig, sozial, wertvoll. Und ja, am liebsten.
There. Okay. Let's go on and share some more screens. Okay, okay. Quickly. This next one, if I can get it up, if I can find it. Yep, here it is. This is a analysis of what's in the shot. From a scientist friend of mine, a PhD, who's also a psychic. And she went into the Pfizer shot and analyzed it, both from a scientific and psychic viewpoint. And what she found was very interesting. I'll go over it briefly. She found that there's nanobots, which are Morgellons, which causes Morgellons disease. There's strychnine, which kills you. There's mercury that affects your memory and kills you. There's Morgellons disease, which kills you. There are materials in the shot itself, which destroy your pineal gland, your third eye, so you have no connection with God. It attacks your lungs. It attacks your pituitary in your brain. It attacks your nerves. It attacks your muscles. It attacks your eyes. It renders you sterile in both men and women. But there's more if that's not enough. The mRNA codes permanently alter your DNA, and there are energetic contracts in the shot itself that you belong to the system, that you obey and you are obedient. Mm-hmm. And they also practice mind control through the nanobots to have anxiety and to obey. And if you step outside the rules, you have to go back into the rules. Other scientists have found HIV/AIDS and mad cow disease in the Pfizer shot. The mad cow disease does not kick in until next year. It's got a delayed effect. There's about a 20 to 25% death rate within the first 6 months of taking the shot. If you do survive that first year, 6 months, then next year you can look forward to getting mad cow disease and or AIDS. If anybody wants this sheet, just send me an email to Out of This World 1150@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to send them a copy.
Now I have to translate it again.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Gosh, I forgot again. Okay, sorry, so sorry.
But I already I translated this sheet into German, so I'm just telling people where to find it, okay?
Okay, good.
Also Ted hat uns jetzt hier eine kurze Zusammenfassung gebracht von einer Ärztin, die wir schon bei uns hatten. Ich glaube, what was name? Libby? Was it from Libby?
Libby, yeah, from Montana. She did this sheet, yeah.
Genau, und diese Zusammenfassung, was es bedeutet, diese Impfung zu erhalten, was drin ist in der Impfung und was vor allen Dingen für energetische Verträge damit eingegangen werden. Ich habe das vor einer Weile schon übersetzt und diese Übersetzung in Deutsch findet man, ich habe es auf meinem Telegram-Kanal, Neues Wissen, galaktische Wahrheiten, einfach mal nach oben scrollen. Dort ist dieses Papier, was wir jetzt hier gerade von Ted vorgelesen bekommen haben, nochmal übersetzt.
Yeah, so it's pretty sobering. It reminds me of lemmings going over a cliff.
Mm-hmm. Die Lemminge, die alle über den Rand rennen, daran erinnert es ihn.
And to be honest, I feel sorry for these people because they will be just as rushing, just as fast to the hospitals to get treatments later this year for the same shots they took now, like flock of birds or a herd of geese. They all go one way and now they're going to go another way. So.
Also es geht vor allen Dingen darum, die jetzt die Impfung schon erhalten haben. Es gibt eine Sterberate von 25-28% innerhalb der ersten 6 Monate. Wer das erste Jahr überlebt, wird dann ab dem zweiten Symptome zeigen, kann sogar an AIDS erkranken, kann Schlaganfälle erleiden, kann Herzinfarkt erleiden. Und es wird ein großer Ansturm wahrscheinlich auf die Krankenhäuser stattfinden, denn diese Menschen werden dann Heilung brauchen von dieser Impfung.
There's a video of 3 nurses who took the shots here about a month ago.
Es gibt ein Video von 3 Krankenschwestern, die vor einem Monat gleichzeitig diese Impfung bekamen.
And I'll try to share that now. It's a short video, just a few minutes.
Und Ted wird nochmal mit uns dieses Video teilen. Nochmal, wer jetzt per Radio zuhört, auf Facebook sind wir jetzt live. Dort kann man dann, also könntet ihr jetzt mitschauen, für alle, die jetzt nur mithören.
Okay. I'm no expert in this, so I can't find it. But I think what I'll do is, Sitara's picture is another one that's here. I want to show that for people. I'll go back to it. There we go. Would you like to comment on this picture you took? It's an amazing picture.
Absolutely. This was incredible. This is Marble Arch. You can see the gates at the side.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Straight down Park Lane. It's Hyde Park on the right. And the people were coming straight up Park Lane and going around the actual island. This is in the middle of an island. It's a big sort of that all the traffic goes around. And then there were so many people coming up that they just came across like a tsunami of people, I cannot tell you. And they're coming up to Oxford Street, which is a major shopping centre road right through the centre of London. And they just kept coming and coming and coming and coming. It was extraordinary. And this was back in April. It was just extraordinary. Nobody expected it. The police ran. I mean, they were all lined up where these lights were as the crowds came up on their bikes. And then just disappeared.
Ein Moment bitte, my friend wants to translate. So.
Sorry.
You're getting as bad as I am. So
it's so exciting.
That's why I'm used to it and I can sum it up. Also was wir jetzt hier sehen, ist ein Bild von, ich weiß nicht, wie viele Menschen jetzt hier drauf sind. Die haben sich also bewegt auf einer großen Straße, Hauptverkehrsstraße in London, bewegten sich Richtung Oxford Street und das sind so, also sie kamen wie so ein Tsunami. Die Polizei, die anwesend war, konnte nur noch fliehen. Okay?
Yeah, it was a great day.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? That gives me hope for the future.
Yeah.
Well, energetically, it was incredible for everybody because nobody was expecting this kind of turnout. Mm-hmm. So,
also es war für alle sehr unerwartet. Niemand hat damit gerechnet, dass es so groß wird und dass tatsächlich diese Bewegung diese Ausmaße annimmt.
So everybody, the police, the protesters, everyone was just blown away.
Well.
So, yeah.
Also jeder war völlig überwältigt davon, selbst die Polizei hätte das nicht gedacht.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fantastic. I know there's a lot of opposition to it. So you just have, we all have to network and work with one another. And I know that we'll turn this around.
It's turning around.
Definitely. It's turning around right now. I live in a very difficult area myself, where they're what I call liptards, retarded liberal Democrats, who you can't, they just have, they can't think.
I will not translate that because we are in love with humanity and we respect
Sorry, I'm trying to be politically correct, but anyway. let's get Gerhard back online here.
But he seems to have problems. When we have this kind of shows and disinformation, we always get attacked. We already used to it.
That's so. Okay. I want to. We rushed so quickly into the show. I forgot to. If you could tell a little bit about your background, Cynthia and Lana, and if you could give out, you know, your what kind of work you do and how people could contact you, I think that's worth it. So, if you could, Lana, go ahead.
I'm a photographer. I've been taking photos since I was about 12. So my main love with photography is street documentary. So.
Und was sie vor allen Dingen macht ist, was ich vor allen Dingen mache, ist Straßenfotografie.
And performance artists, bands, music, theater.
Ja.
Nice.
Also Musik, Theater, Vorstellungen und so weiter.
Great.
And
great.
Now I'm doing composite photography where I take lots of photographs and create a new, it's like a film in one picture, composite photography.
Und jetzt macht sie sowas wie Compose, also zusammenstellende Fotografie, wo sie mehrere Bilder zusammenbringt in ein Bild und man einen Film aber in ein Bild hat.
Mm-hmm. And it's these demonstrations that have really got me back on the streets photographing.
Ja, und diese Demonstrationen haben mich zurück auf die Straße gebracht, um dort Bilder zu machen.
And I guess I'll let you know my website, which is Phototrix, which is phototrix.uk, where you will see my composite photography, which I do now.
Okay. Yeah. Und Ihre Webseite ist phototrix.uk. P wie Paul, HOTOTRIX.UK.
Yeah, okay. Wonderful. Thank you for introducing. And Lana, I know that you're an accomplished medium and psychic who specializes in giving out winning lotto numbers on Mondays. So you're in high demand. You have many wealthy and famous clients, and they got wealthy and famous because of your work. I know I'm just making this all up, but you are a counselor and a psychic, and you do wonderful work. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I do past life regression, which is obviously going to a past life, and then life between life, where it's the in-between stage, in between the incarnations. So that those are done through hypnotherapy. And then I do quantum consciousness, which is where you connect to, you go through the different levels of your consciousness until you expand and get to universal consciousness.
Also sie macht, was Lana macht, sie macht Rückführungen, Hypnosetherapie, Quantumbewusstsein, das heißt, sie geht, ist eine Therapie, wo man eben in die verschiedenen Bewusstseine immer tiefer einbringt.
Well, wonderful. Could I ask you a personal question, if you don't mind?
Yeah.
A serious question. What was I doing at 1 p.m. in 1659, and where was I?
That's top secret information, which I can't reveal. I'm
all right, we'll do it off air later. I just thought I'd ask. Actually, on a more serious note, Monica Ellery was supposed to be on with us today, a wonderful lady whose husband went to the, you know, to the protest too, and she was going to talk about what she heard and could see going on there. But her daughter's ill today, and she's at a hospital right now. And I want everyone to send a lot of love and light to both her and her daughter. She's a wonderful lady.
Okay, also heute sollte jemand hier sein, zu Gast, die aber nicht kommen konnte, da ihre Tochter im Krankenhaus ist. Und wir möchten jetzt dieser Tochter Liebe und Licht schenken, senden.
Yeah, she's a wonderful lady, and she was going to be on today, but then had it canceled last minute. I think she's at the hospital now. So I want to.
What's her name, Ted? Monica?
Monica. Yeah, she has a beautiful family, and yeah, so she's friends with Lana and Cynthia. So
okay,
it's a small world. So I'm going to try to play this.
Can I give you my website quickly?
Yeah, that's fine. Yes, please.
So it's pastlifeandbeyond.com.
Could you repeat, please? Sorry.
Pastlifeandbeyond.com.
Oh, nice. Okay. Pastlifeandbeyond.com. Okay.
Also Ihre Webseite von Lana, wer das sich gerne mal anschauen möchte, Pastlife, P-A-S-T-L-I-F-E and A-N-D wird geschrieben, beyond, B-E-Y-O-N-D.com.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You do wonderful work and I'm just kidding about lotto numbers, but anyway, it's fun to talk about them. I'm going to try to get this video playing if I can. You know what I could do? I've got an idea.
Okay.
I can. Well, it's
music helps you, Ted, to find what you're looking
for. All right, I'll see if I can find it, my friends. So anyway.
Ich weiß, ich war weg, aber jetzt bin ich wieder back. Das geht, weil ich gerade auf Radio soll. Ja, wir hatten gerade ein technisches Problem aus irgendeinem Grund. Ich weiß nicht, warum das passiert ist, aber jetzt haben wir wieder eine klare Leitung nach Seattle, nach Amerika zu Ted Maher. Und ich hoffe, ihr hört mich jetzt auch gut. Ted, kannst du mich gut verstehen?
Ja, wir hören dich.
Okay. Tut mir leid, ich habe nicht noch nicht richtig durchschaut, warum das passiert ist, aber wir hatten plötzlich zwei Signalwege parallel. Und jetzt darf die Sendung weitergehen.
Ja.
Habe ich was verpasst?
Okay, we missed you.
Kannst du noch mal anschauen später.
Was?
You know, Gerhard, Saskia, and I'm so glad to have you on the show today. It's always fun to do this show. You know, it's volunteer effort, and you know, my show's supported by donations, and so you know, I'm happy just to get the bills paid and make the world a better place. So,
diese Dinge passieren. Also es ist eben wie es ist, und ich kenne selber, sobald wir in Themen kommen, die kritisch sind oder die eben das von der anderen Seite beleuchten, gibt es immer Probleme, technische Probleme, Ausfälle. Also das ist, wird auch sicherlich von anderer weiterer Seite gesteuert. Ja.
And my life is driven by angels. I've been a psychic for 27, 28 years and I pay attention to what they tell me and I follow what they say. So, and they're always right.
Yeah, they're always right.
Yeah.
Also Ted ist Hellseher schon seit vielen Jahren und er geht mit seinen Engeln mit und seine Engel erzählen, sagen ihm, was er weitergeben soll, und das hat bisher immer gestimmt.
Let me tell you something very important that the letter before R told me last week.
Lasst mich euch etwas sagen, was mir Q letzte Woche erzählt hat.
He said the decisions we make now will determine our future for tens of thousands of years.
Er sagte, dass die Entscheidungen, die wir jetzt treffen, unsere Zukunft die nächsten tausende von Jahren bestimmen werden.
For example, Zum Beinspiel, those people around that stadium all waiting for the shot.
Zum Beispiel all diese Menschen, die außerhalb dieses Stadiums standen, was wir jetzt gesehen haben, die auf ihre Impfung gewartet haben.
Nobel Peace Prize winner Luc Montagnier, French scientist, and one of the world's most famous virologists.
Luc Montagnier, ein Nobelpreisgewinner. Und was war er? Was ist er noch gewesen? What was he? What, where he win the Nobel Prize in?
1988. Yeah. Yeah, and he said that all the people taking the shot will die within 3 or 4 years. Everyone.
Und er sagte damals schon, dass all jene, die jetzt diese Impfung erhalten, innerhalb der nächsten 3 bis 4 Jahre daran versterben werden.
So the decisions you make now will determine what happens to you in the future.
Das heißt also, die Entscheidungen, die du jetzt triffst, die werden natürlich deine Zukunft beeinflussen oder bestimmen.
And right now there's a real battle over our hearts and minds, what we think, what we do.
Und momentan gibt es wie so eine Art Kampf zwischen Verstand und Herz. Was sollen wir tun, was sollen wir denken?
And there are negative entities who want to stop our ascension.
Und es gibt negative Entitäten, die unseren Aufstieg aufhalten wollen.
The Galactics, which are the Galactic Alliance. The Galactic Alliance is an alliance of 450 million planets, 7 trillion entities, all benevolent in this part of the Milky Way galaxy.
Die Galaktische Allianz, die aus 450 Millionen Planeten besteht und über 7 Trillionen, wenn ich oder Billionen Entitäten, die da
Trillion Entities.
7 Trillionen Entitäten, die dem angehören. Boah, Wahnsinn.
And they are up to 100,000 years ahead of us technologically.
Die sind uns 100,000 Jahre technologisch gesehen voraus.
And up to 50,000 years ahead of us spiritually.
Und spirituell sind sie uns 50,000 Jahre voraus.
Those are the entities I'm in touch with.
Das sind die Entitäten, mit denen ich in Verbindung bin.
As well as my good friends, the Pleiades.
So wie uns mit unseren guten Freunden, den Plejadern.
And they say that it's difficult for them to enter in and stop this because it's a lot of it is free will, not everything, but they're brainwashed, but it's still free will. People want to do this. It's their free will wanting to do this. So.
Und sie sagen, es ist schwierig, hier jetzt reinzukommen und irgendetwas auszurichten oder zu verhindern, denn das ist der Planet des freien Willens und der freie Wille eines jeden muss beachtet werden, muss respektiert werden.
But one of the things in the shot you people should realize.
Aber eines, was man wahrnehmen sollte, was diese Impfung angeht.
People who've taken it, what happens is that all of their 8 chakras are totally shut down. Your heart chakra is shut down, compassion is shut down. In your pineal gland is kaput, no more.
Die Menschen, die Impfung erhalten, die ihre Chakren werden zerstört, ihr Herzchakra, ihre Mitgefühl wird zerstört und auch ihre Zirbeldrüse.
And the other thing that happens is that your soul leaves your body.
Und was außerdem passiert ist, dass die Seele sich vom Körper trennt.
And even mothers who've taken the shot and have newborn babies and they're breastfeeding.
Und sogar Mütter, die Impfung erhalten haben und ihr Baby noch stillen.
The babies now refuse the milk. They won't feed on mother's breast milk.
Diese Babys wollen diese Milch nicht mehr trinken von den geimpften Müttern.
Because the person is not, when you die, your soul separates and leaves your body.
Wenn du stirbst, dann verlässt ja deine Seele den Körper.
So as far as the definition of human goes, in theory, when someone takes one of these shots, they are dead.
Das hieße sozusagen, dass eine Person, die Impfung nimmt, aber die Seele nicht mehr hier.
As a biological entity, they are still living. But they're not human anymore by the definition of human.
Ja, also ihre Körperfunktion, ihr Körper funktioniert noch, aber sie sind, was ein Mensch angeht, eben kein Mensch mehr, weil, oder kein wirklicher, oder wie man sagen kann, weil die Seele den Körper verlässt.
I talk to people about this all the time.
Ich spreche mit Menschen die ganze Zeit darüber, immer
and
wieder.
And if you've gotten the shot, you can be helped.
Und wenn du die Impfung erhalten hast, kannst du trotz allem Hilfe erhalten.
But you need 2 things.
Aber dafür bedarf es 2 Dinge. First,
you must believe in a supreme being or higher spiritual powers. That's the first thing.
Das erste ist, du musst in eine höhere Macht, in ein höheres Wesen glauben.
And you must want to live.
Und du musst leben wollen.
If you don't want to live or you don't believe in a supreme being or God, nothing can be done to help you.
Wenn du nicht mehr leben möchtest oder wenn du nicht an Gott glaubst, zum Beispiel, wie auch immer du das nennen möchtest, dann kann dir nicht geholfen werden.
And you will exit, I guarantee it.
Und du wirst diesen Planeten verlassen.
And so I can help people, I like to help people. But if they don't want help, there's nothing I can do.
Ich helfe Menschen und ich liebe es, Menschen zu helfen, aber wenn sie das nicht annehmen können, dann kann er nichts mehr, kann er nichts tun.
In the spiritual world, children represent a very tough question.
Was in der spirituellen Welt ist, ist, wenn es um unsere Kinder angeht, natürlich nochmal eine ganz andere Sache.
Because those people in Toronto giving children ice cream to get the shot are committing crimes against humanity.
Denn diese Menschen, die jetzt Eiscreme für Kinder anbieten, damit die wiederum ihre Impfung kriegen, Kriminalität gegen die Menschheit.
Eight children, 8, 9, 10, 6, 11, 12, even 15, 18, they have no idea what they're doing.
Also Kinder im Alter von 6, 8, 9, 10, 12, 14, sie haben keine Ahnung, was sie da tun oder sind sich dessen nicht so bewusst.
And the Galactics are stepping in now to help the children.
Und die Galaktiker kommen jetzt, um den Kindern zu helfen.
But the people perpetrating this program, especially for children, will be dealt with very harshly by the higher spiritual powers. I guarantee it.
Und die Menschen, die aber weiterhin daran teilnehmen, diese Kinder zum Impfen zu bringen, die werden ihre entsprechende, ja, wie sagt man, dann Strafe, ist vielleicht ein bisschen blöd, aber entsprechend dann für, bitte?
Eine Abrechnung bekommen.
Ja. Genau, eine Abrechnung bekommen.
Yeah. There's a new study that came out on Saturday by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA.
Diesen Samstag kam von der FDA Food and Drug Administration, also Essen und Medikamente. Verstehe ich das? Food and Drug Eating, ist das Food with...
It regulates food and drugs in the United States, okay. FDA.
Genau, also kam eine Studie von der Essens- und Medikamentenindustrie heraus.
Yeah, and they said that 87%, 87% percent of the children who take the shot have an adverse health reaction.
Und sie sagen, dass 87% der Kinder, die die Impfung erhalten, eine gegensätzliche Erfahrung oder Reaktion im Körper haben, was diese Impfung angeht.
For example, Zubeinspiel. Translated into plain English or plain German, that means heart attacks and strokes for little children as young as 12 years old.
Das bedeutet Herzinfarkt, Schlaganfälle für Kinder, die 12 Jahre alt sind. Das ist,
if that doesn't bother you, I don't know what does.
Also wenn dich das nicht aufregt, ja, was dann?
So, anyway... But I know people are starting to wake up now, and I look at this program being shut down within the month, worldwide.
Okay, also Menschen machen jetzt auf, weltweit, und ich sehe, dass in einem Monat das ganze Programm beendet wird.
In many countries, the medical personnel, doctors and nurses, have taken the shot.
In vielen Ländern hat das medizinische Personal, haben alle diese Impfung erhalten.
Zubeinspiel, for example, in Sweden, most doctors and nurses have taken the shot.
Zum Beispiel in Schweden haben die meisten Doktoren, Ärzte und Krankenpflegepersonal die Impfung erhalten.
And already people are getting, the medical personnel are getting very sick and dying from that now.
Und bereits jetzt sterben, also erkranken und sterben viele dieser aus dem Krankenpersonal daran, an der Impfung.
Many hospitals now in Sweden don't have enough doctors and nurses because they're sick or dead.
Und viele Krankenhäuser haben in Schweden haben bereits jetzt nicht genügend Ärzte und Krankenpersonal.
Just wait 6 months.
Warten wir noch 6 weitere Monate.
When 25% of their medical personnel are dead.
Wenn 25% des Krankenpersonals verstorben sein wird.
This makes the Nazis looks very, very benign in comparison.
Das lässt die Nazis im Gegensatz zu dem, was jetzt läuft, etwas lächerlich noch dastehen.
But that's the purpose of the show, is to raise consciousness and make this world a better place. So
der Sinn und Zweck dieser Show, dass wir Bewusstsein schaffen, Bewusstsein anheben.
And we cannot get too depressed. It's difficult with this. This is difficult. Topics to talk about.
Es ist schwierig, aber wir sollten uns davon trotzdem nicht zu sehr nach unten ziehen lassen.
And I certainly don't have all the answers.
Und ich habe sicherlich nicht alle Antworten.
But I know that there are remedies. There's pine needle tea is supposed to be very good if you've taken the shot and you're shedding, and that can stop it.
Ja, also es gibt diesen Kiefernadel-Tee, glaube ich, wenn ich das richtig erinnere, der diese Impfung tatsächlich, diese Symptome oder Erscheinungen, die kommen, tatsächlich mindern soll.
I feel sorry for married couples and couples around the world where one partner is taking the shot and the other one hasn't.
Mir tut es sehr leid um Partnerschaften, wo zum Beispiel einer die Impfung erhalten hat und der andere nicht.
Because the person who's taken the shot can transmit all this garbage to his or her partner.
Denn die Person, die Impfung erhalten hat, kann all dieses Gift dieser Impfung tatsächlich auf seinen Partner übertragen.
Where they can also get sick and die too.
Und sie können dann ebenfalls daran erkranken und versterben.
And it leads to many difficult choices.
Und das wiederum führt zu vielen schwierigen Entscheidungen.
What if you've been married a long time and your partner decides to take the shot and you don't?
Also was ist, wenn du lange Zeit schon verheiratet bist und dein Partner entscheidet sich jetzt dafür, die Impfung zu nehmen und du nicht?
Do you leave him or her?
Würdest du ihn verlassen oder sie?
Do you move out because they're now sick and shedding all this stuff?
Würdest du also dich sogar, würdest du ausziehen, weil sie eben auch dieses
I don't
nach
know
ausbringen the über den Körper?
I don't know the answer, but it's pretty diabolical if you think, look at it.
Ist sehr, sehr, ich habe keine Antwort, aber es ist sehr, sehr teuflisch alles.
And the important thing is for people to know that there are solutions. And
das Wichtige ist, dass die Menschen wissen, dass es Lösungen gibt.
There are solutions, and to have faith that there is a God, and God, she will help you.
Okay. Und wenn Sie Glauben haben, dann wird Ihnen auch geholfen werden.
But I guarantee the medical profession after this is all over with is going to be very, very different.
Ja, aber was die Medizin angeht, wenn das einmal vorbei ist, dann wird es sehr, sehr anders sein.
Because most of the doctors and nurses will be dead.
Denn die meisten Doktoren und das Krankenpersonal wird nicht mehr hier sein, wird verstorben
and
sein.
They will need alternative healing methods.
Und sie werden alternative Heilmethoden benötigen.
And this is where my friend Tom Palladino comes in. Tom, you've come in at the perfect time.
Und jetzt haben wir hier eine wunderbare Heillösung. Tom Palladino ist bei uns. Hi, Tom.
Cynthia.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Lana, please stay on. Okay, don't go away. Okay. Hi, Tom. How you doing there?
Hi, Tom. Well, good day to you, but good day.
Hi, Tom.
Tom, a lot of people are now getting sick from these shots. They're shedding. Some of them are dying. And do you think your methods can help them?
Viele Menschen werden krank, sterben an der Impfung. Glaubst du, dass deine Heilmethode ihnen helfen kann?
Yes. Yes, I'm sure it can.
Ja.
So let's ja. Separate fact from fiction. This shot that people are getting this what is considered to be an antidote for the coronavirus, it's contaminated. Mm-hmm. Let's just call it for what it is. It's contaminated. And whatever these man-made molecules have been placed inside these shots, it's proving to be harmful to people. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say this. There is no long-standing report. There is no long-standing evidence as to this shot. This is experimental. And I don't know why people don't admit to that. This is a new approach to disease. And this is an experimental shot. Okay. So with that in mind, that's we have to go upon those facts. We'll see what the future holds. But I have heard that many people, and I have friends in the United States, friends that are now sick, and they became sick after taking this shot, okay, after taking this shot for the COVID-19 virus. Now, with that said, only observation over a long period of time can say how deleterious this is going to be to our health. Everything else, as far as I'm concerned, is guesswork, and it's not scientific. It's pure guesswork.
But it is a trend. Many people are getting sick. So we'll see if that trend continues. Now, to answer your question, I work with instruments, scalar energy instruments, that can break down the molecular structure of man-made molecules, or I can break down the molecular structure of, say, pathogens or toxins. So in reference to the shot, I can help eliminate some of these harmful ingredients that are found inside the shots. And I also want to make this very clear, you know, anything, any type of shot, any type of medicine, we should know the ingredients. We should be able to read a label, if you will, or a list of ingredients. And that necessarily has not been true with the medical community, especially in reference to these shots. So that is something that I beg to differ on. We have to know what we are taking inside our body. You know, if you go to the grocery store, it's mandated you have to have a list of ingredients that people are going to experience by way of food or drink. Well, if you get that list of ingredients for food or drink, you should likewise have that list of ingredients for a shot.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Tom, I have to translate it now into German.
It's better to break it down into just say like two words, and then she'll translate in two words.
Okay, let me do that. Let me consolidate. I am not in favor for shots.
Also ich bin nicht für Impfungen.
This shot for COVID-19 is experimental. We don't have a long-standing test. We don't have long-standing results to go by.
Diese Impfung gegen COVID-19 ist ein Experiment. Wir haben keine Langzeitstudie darüber.
Mm-hmm. In the United States of America, where I live.
Mm-hmm. In Amerika, in den Vereinigten Staaten, wo Tom lebt, wo ich lebe.
Many of my friends have taken the shot for COVID and many of them are sick.
Viele meiner Freunde haben diese Impfung erhalten und viele sind danach erkrankt.
There is a specific cause and effect with as soon as people receive shots in the United States, the effect with some people is immediate. There is a definite cause and effect relationship of getting the shot and then becoming sick within a few days after the shot.
Und es gibt einen direkten Zusammenhang zwischen dem Erhalt der Impfung und einer darauf folgenden Reaktion aufgrund dieser Impfung, was nachweisbar ist, aufgrund von Erkrankungen bei diesen Menschen.
That is a definite cause and effect relationship that we are observing, obviously for the first time, because obviously this is the first time we've ever used this vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Also es ist offensichtlich, dass es eine Ursache und daraufhin oder eine Aktion-Reaktion gibt. Das ist das erste Mal, dass man sowas direkt sieht und ja, es ist neu.
Okay. I have scalar energy instruments that break down molecular forms of pathogens and ingredients found in shots.
Ich habe Skalarenergieinstrumente, die pathogene Inhaltsstoffe, molekulare Moleküle in dieser Impfung auseinanderbrechen.
These are custom-built scientific instruments.
Sie sind handgemachte wissenschaftliche Geräte, Instrumente.
And I have a long track record of being able to break down the molecular structure of viruses and bacteria.
Und ich kann damit die molekulare Struktur von pathogenen Viren und Keimen zerstören.
I believe now with this debacle, with the shot,
ich denke jetzt mit diesem Debakel um diese Impfung,
that I will now have to start addressing the ingredients found in shots.
Muss ich jetzt damit anfangen, die Inhaltsstoffe in dieser Impfung anzuzielen?
And break apart the ingredients found inside a shot.
Und die Inhaltsstoffe dieser Impfung auseinanderzubrechen.
By way of experience, these machines can break down the molecular bonds of viruses and bacteria.
Diese Maschinen, Instrumente können Bakterien und Viren auseinanderbrechen.
So imagine every germ, every bacterium is held together by a molecular bond.
So stell dir vor, jeder Keim, jedes Bakterium wird mit aufgrund einer molekularen molekular zusammengehalten.
And this instrument will negate that molecular bond and a germ, a pathogen falls apart.
Und die Skalar, diese Instrumente zerstören diese Verbindung, diese molekulare Verbindung und zerstören damit die Keime, Bakterien, Viren, was, ja.
Now I believe there is a new calling, a new science that I have to embrace.
Und jetzt denke ich, dass es für mich eine neue, einen neuen Ruf danach gibt, eine neue Herausforderung, was diese Impfung angeht.
And the new science will be to identify the molecular bonds of vaccines or shots.
Und das, was er jetzt rausfinden muss, ist, was diese molekulare Verbindung oder dieses Band zwischen dem Inhaltsstoffen oder dem, was in der Impfung ist, drin ist.
And to likewise break apart the molecular bonds of the ingredients found in shots.
Und auch hier wieder dann diese molekulare Verbindung von den Inhaltsstoffen der Impfung auseinanderzubrechen.
I have 30 years of experience to break apart the molecular bonds of germs, of pathogens.
Ich habe 30 Jahre Erfahrung darin, diese molekulare Verbindung von Keimen und Pathogenen zu durchbrechen, zu zerstören.
Vaccines will be a new approach.
Und ja, Impfungen werden nun eine ganz neue Herausforderung sein.
And I believe in the future I will be called upon to break down the molecular bonds of the ingredients found in shots.
Und ich glaube, dass ich in der Lage sein werde, die Inhaltsstoffe, die molekulare Verbindung von Inhaltsstoffen von Impfungen zu zerstören.
For instance, people around the world will send me their photograph. I work with people remotely by way of photographs. The instrument works remotely by way of email photograph.
Meine Instrumente arbeiten ausschließlich mit dem Foto einer Person und das weltweit, von Personen weltweit, die mir die Fotos schicken.
And with a photograph, I can identify that person like a satellite would send a signal to a cell phone. My instrument can send a signal by way of a photograph.
Wie ein Satellit jedes Handy erkennt, so erkennt mein Gerät jede Person aufgrund des Fotos.
So throughout the world, people email me photographs.
Also Menschen der ganzen Welt senden mir ihr Foto.
And we break apart viruses and bacteria through that medium of their photograph.
Und mithilfe ihres Fotos trennen wir, zerbrechen wir Keime, Viren, Bakterien.
Now I believe we're going to have to break apart the ingredients in shots.
Und jetzt glaube ich, müssen wir auch die Inhaltsstoffe der Impfungen auseinanderbrechen. Okay.
Good for you, Tom. Wonderful.
This is the state of affairs in the United States. I will speak for the United States. I see many people becoming sick after they take the shot.
Ich kann hier aus den Vereinigten Staaten nur sprechen und ich sehe, dass sehr, sehr, sehr viele Menschen krank werden, nachdem sie die Impfung erhalten haben.
And I might add, dead too.
Und ich möchte, Ted möchte ergänzen, dass auch viele daran sterben.
But if you get early treatment, as always with any other thing, you could probably be helped, so.
Aber wenn du eine schnelle Behandlung erhältst, dann kann dir auch schnell geholfen werden, schneller geholfen werden.
And from a spiritual viewpoint, I think it's important to realize that God is everywhere and God will help us if we ask for help in this as well. So.
Aus spiritueller Sicht müssen wir auch uns dessen klar sein. Gott ist überall und Gott wird uns immer helfen, wenn wir darum bitten. Okay.
I did your 2 week, I signed up ages ago, obviously not for the shop, but for the scalar energy thing, the 2 week thing. It was great.
Good. Thank you, Lana. Thank you.
Lana hat sich geschrieben gehabt für das kostenfreie Programm von Tom. Please tell us about your free sessions you give.
Our website gives away 15 days of free Scalar sessions to anybody in the world. Again, all you have to do is email us your photograph. We work with people around the world by way of their photograph. Our website is scalarlight.com.
Auf Toms Webseite www.scalarlight.com kann man sein Foto, kann jeder sein Foto hochladen und für 15 Tage frei, kostenfrei an einer Scalarlight-Behandlung teilnehmen.
And that's the point of the website, to help people, to heal the world.
Und das ist der Grund, der Punkt dieser Webseite, dass die Menschen geholfen wird, dass die Welt geheilt wird.
Right. Thank you, Lana. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cynthia, there any questions of Tom?
I was just curious about this machine that you have and how it actually works. Or is this something within you that's going through a machine? How does it work?
We actually take your photograph and we place it inside an instrument. If you go to my website, you'll see those photographs of the instrument. It's a custom-built instrument. I studied scientists such as Nikola Tesla. So I'm carrying on the research of Nikola Tesla. Nikola Tesla was working with scalar energy instruments. Go ahead, I'll let you translate. Mm-hmm.
Also die Frage war jetzt, wie die Geräte, seine Geräte funktionieren. Und es ist so, dass wenn man auf Toms Webseite geht, kann man sich die anschauen. Das sind Fotos. Er hat sie selber gebaut. Er hat dazu, das ist von Tesla weiterentwickelte Technologie. Er hat dort aufgegriffen, wo Tesla begonnen hat.
Mm-hmm. It's very exciting what you're saying, because I understand a little about Tesla and how these frequencies are going to negate the 5G and all the G's we have a densification going on with that technology. So this is really, really, really exciting what you're talking about. And so a lot of these people in the early stages, Ted, you were saying, can be saved. But what are early stages? How long does that last for? Because today when we were doing the magnet test, and those two vaccines are the mRNA vaccines, that's Pfizer and Moderna.
The shot, yeah.
The shot. Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
That's okay. You think you live in a free world. It's a problem.
No,
okay.
Yeah, it's still a conditioning.
That's okay.
Yeah. So with this shot that this chap had a month ago, it was still sticking.
Sure. Well, the nanobots go all throughout your body, and I don't know too much about it. Maybe, Tom, you could comment about it. But the nanobots, from what I've heard, there are metallic particles in your body that aren't supposed to be there, and they interact with 5G. There was a video I played on my show in San Francisco on Saturday. I could pull it up now, I guess, where a guy had taken the Moderna one. And now every time he walks by a computer, the computer tries to connect with him. His cell phone tries to connect with him. If he walks by a police car, the police computer tries to connect with him. He has now become a biological entity. And when he walks by a TV that's wireless, he'll say AstraZeneca patented product. So he's now become a patented product. He's no longer a human. He's got nanobots in him. And we showed those pictures before, the nanobots in him. So that's their ultimate goal, is to look what they've done. Because those shots destroy all your chakras, destroy the pineal gland. You have no tie into God anymore. You are, when a soul separates from the body, that's when the body dies. That's when you die. So you're no longer human. And you're now a patentable biological entity. I see in the coming years that probably there's a guy named Bill in Seattle. He's got a computer company and he's does something called Windows. I'm not going to say his name full, but I think you know who he is. He's talked about patenting humans. So the entire human race is now patentable, and you are his property. Isn't that nice? So it's there's a much wider agenda there than, but we will get help, and I know we can reverse the. There's things like pine needle tea, which is good for shedding. Lots of vitamin D is good, excellent. Baking soda and vitamin C is good to raise your immune system. That's always important. And pray, ask for help from the Supreme Being, God, if you will. And I know God will help. And I've been able to help several people doing that recently. The Galactic Alliance has the technology to reverse the mRNA technology, by the way. And if you want to ask for their help, you put your hand over your heart, bow your head slightly, and say what's called the hue. The hue is a meditation technique to bring in the galactics. It's like Om in India, but it goes like this. Hue. I'm going to do it twice more. Hue. And one more time. Hue. And it can help you, and they will help you. And they are like up to 100,000 years ahead of us, technologically speaking, and up to 50,000 years ahead of us spiritually. So they got this covered. Just, you have to ask for help, because God, as the Bible says, God helps those who helps themselves. So you've got to ask for help, and the Supreme Being and the higher entities, spiritual entities, will help you. So it's not exactly a death sentence. I'm not all about doom and gloom. There are things you can do. It's better not to take the shot, but if you have, there's remedies available, but you have to become spiritual and want to live. I've talked to people. There was one guy I talked to yesterday. I it was at a garage sale, and nice man, older man. And he said he'd taken the shot. And it was funny, because I asked him if he wanted to live, and he just kind of laughed it off. He says, "Oh, I don't care whether I die today or tomorrow." And I said, "Okay, it's your choice." You know, some people want to exit. Some people don't want to ascend. Some people like the old ways of war and negativity, and they will not ascend with this planet. There's another planet on the other side of the solar system that's in a lower third dimension that's like Earth, but negative entities and people who just don't want to ascend, they'll go there, and they'll be there for 25,800 years, or one Mayan Ketun cycle. Now, to me, that's a long time, but some people, you know, don't mind. They want, and they'll be given another chance at ascension. So, you know,
I made you now and ask Galactic Alliance to tell to help me with a translation. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. Oh God. Okay, sorry. It's all Tom's fault. I'm going to blame Tom
for that. It's you. Nein, ich kann kurz zusammenfassen. I can sum it up.
Okay, thank you.
Wir waren kurz dabei. Wir hatten aufgehört bei den Nanobots, die im Körper sind, die sich im kompletten Körper verteilen. Und tatsächlich so ein Mensch dann kann überall dann aufgefunden werden. Dein Computer reagiert auf dich dann, wenn du diese Nanobots in dir hast. Selbst Fernseher oder Handy vor allen Dingen. Du bist sozusagen, wirst ein Produkt, ein Eigentum der Firma, wir kennen da den Bill und den dazugehörigen Namen. Und das war Absicht und Ziel. Das war also dieses Ziel dieser Machenschaften, den Mensch zu diesen, in diesen Kreislauf da zu bringen. Was man tun kann, wenn man die Impfung geheilt hat, gibt es verschiedene Möglichkeiten. Wir hatten schon Kiefernadelntee angesprochen. Ich habe auch schon einen Bericht gehört, dass es tatsächlich hilft. Vitamin T, C, Zink zum Beispiel. Und was vor allen Dingen auch hilft, ist, die Galaktische Allianz zu uns zu rufen, mit Hilfe des You. Damit legt man legt die Hand aufs Herz, nimmt den Kopf, beugt den Kopf etwas nach unten, wiederholt dreimal You und bittet die Galaktiker darum, die Impfung rückgängig, also das, was dem Körper dort angetan wurde, rückgängig zu machen, und sie sind auch in der Lage dazu, aber man muss es auch wollen. Auf der anderen Seite gibt es genug Menschen, die trotz allem diese Impfung wollen und brauchen, um diesen Planeten verlassen zu können. Das wissen sie jetzt natürlich meistens nicht bewusst, dass sie das deswegen tun, aber viele Menschen möchten diese 3D-Erfahrung weiter erleben. Das können sie tun. Auf der anderen Seite unseres Sonnensystems befindet sich eine ähnliche Erde in der 3D, wo sie dann weiterhin diese Erfahrung machen können. Und das würde dann aber nochmal ungefähr 26 Jahre dauern, bevor sie dann dort die nächste Möglichkeit haben, aufzusteigen. Okay.
One thing I'm remembering today. Oh, One thing I'm remembering today, I was just reminded by a listener that today's Memorial Day here in the United States. And I was going to say something at the beginning of the show, but better late than never. I'd like to thank my dad for his honorable service during World War II. He fought on several different fronts. And without him, I wouldn't be here. So I just want to thank him so much and honor him for his service, and to all servicemen and women throughout the world for their service to their countries today.
Also heute ist in den USA ein Gedenktag. Es geht da um die Gefallenen im Krieg und Soldaten, die, wenn ich das jetzt richtig verstanden habe, und der dankt seinem Vater und sowie allen anderen, die für das Wohle des amerikanischen Volkes gekämpft haben.
He saw a lot of brutal things in World War II and is now knows that war is not the answer to our future conflicts.
Mm-hmm. And er hat viele schlimme Dinge gesehen im Zweiten Weltkrieg und er weiß heute, dass Krieg niemals eine Antwort ist für Frieden.
Yeah. And we all need to live in peace and harmony no matter where we are.
Und wir alle müssen in Frieden und Harmonie leben, egal wo wir sind.
But look how far we've come. In World War II, we were fighting with Germany and Japan and other countries, and now we're friends. And that's the way the world should be. We all have the spark of God within us. Mm-hmm. And that's, we're here to create a much better and happier world. Ein Moment.
Wir alle haben Gott in uns, also diesen Funken von Gott, und wir alle sollten zusammen in Frieden und Harmonie leben. Wir haben Kriege erlebt. Und wenn wir heute sehen, heute sind wir in Frieden mit uns allen. Und das sollte das Ziel sein für uns, für unsere Zukunft und unsere zukünftigen Generationen.
Here's a picture of my dad. I just happen to have his picture there. We kind of look alike. This is from World War II. Very handsome man.
Yeah, das ist ein Foto von seinem Vater hier, was wir hier sehen.
Yeah.
Aus dem Zweiten Weltkrieg noch, mit Uniform.
He retired after 30 years in the Army as a dentist. As a full colonel, actually. So anyway.
A dentist. Also er war Zahnarzt und er war viele Jahre in der Armee dort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now that he's on the other side, he's an ascended master, and he's one of my guardian angels. So.
Er ist heute, also er ist ein aufgestiegener Meister und ist einer von Ted's Geistführern, yeah. Schutzengeln.
So. And we all have guardian angels. And Tom, tell us about your story, how you got into Scalar Energy, because it's an interesting story where you sat down and you had coffee with Jesus, didn't you, one day? You had a lunch with him or something?
I've always been blessed to have communication with Jesus and Mary.
Okay.
Also die Frage jetzt an Tom war, wie ist er denn zu Scalar Energy gekommen? Und Tom sagt gerade, er war immer schon mit Jesus und Maria verbunden.
And over the years, I've received messages from Jesus and Mary to start this healing ministry.
Und erhielt Botschaften von Jesus und Maria, diese Heilung, zu beginnen.
And they made it very clear to me that there were coming world events that would necessitate, that would show a need for my type of alternative healing.
Und sie machten es ihm sehr klar, dass es in der Welt Dingen kommen würde, weltlichen Geschehen, die dazu führen, also wo seine Heilmethoden, seine alternative Heilmethode dann gebraucht wird. That's the moment now, right, Tom?
Yes, and this is the moment now. Yes, yes.
Und das ist jetzt der Moment, right.
I want to mention, the American media has even gone as far to say that they now believe that the COVID virus is man-made.
Das amerikanische Volk ist jetzt so weit, dass es glaubt, dass dieser Virus COVID-19 menschgemacht ist.
I have always believed that.
Ich habe das immer geglaubt, dass es so war.
But now the American media is mentioning that.
Aber jetzt erläutert es die Medien der USA, bringen diese Informationen. Mhm.
I consider COVID-19 germ warfare.
Yep.
Und ich betrachte COVID-19 als das Term, Keimkrieg, ein Keimkrieg.
Yeah. This is biological warfare.
Das ist also wie eine biologische Waffe, biologische Kriegsführung.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, I have free flyers for people written in English, and I can translate them. I'll make a German copy available too. It contains over a dozen medical studies on the vaccines, what they do to people, done by reputable scientists. I'm happy to send it to anybody for free who needs it. I'll translate it to German too.
Send it to me and I'll translate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
What was it again? This is
a flyer on the vaccines, just medical studies, bunch of medical studies on it. Reputable scientists, you can't argue with.
Ein Flyer über alle Informationen von Ärzten, von Wissenschaftlern über die wahre Natur dieses Virus und allem, was dahinter steht.
Right, right. There's a famous man. Tom, have you heard of Rudolf Steiner?
Yes.
Okay. Saskia, Gerhard?
Yeah. Yeah.
There, have you heard of Rudolf Steiner?
Yes.
He was a fascinating fellow. He, in 1917, in Austria, he foresaw a V that would drive spirituality out of everyone's souls. So we would no longer become bees, touch with God.
Rudolf Steiner hat 1917 in Österreich schon vorausgesagt, dass eine Impfung dafür sorgen wird, dass sich die Seele vom Körper trennen wird.
He wrote in 1917, a way will be found to, I'm using my words carefully because it's censorship, a way will be found to use the shot so that people will not be inclined towards spiritual ideas.
Also es wird etwas gefunden werden, damit die Menschen diese Impfung zu sich nehmen und nicht und diese spirituelle Anbindung unterbrochen wird.
And he said that evil, or I'm paraphrasing, evil materialistic doctors would target children for this shot.
Und böse materialistische Doktoren, Ärzte werden mit dieser Impfung auch auf Kinder abzielen.
And in many ways, people think that this is exactly what's happening now.
Und ja, in vielerlei Hinsicht ist es genau das, was jetzt passiert.
In British Columbia, the shots there are killing and harming so many people.
In British Columbia, Kanada, werden so viele Menschen aufgrund der Impfung leiden schwerste körperliche Symptome.
That their health minister, I think her name is Bonnie White, not sure, I think it's Bonnie White, that their health minister now, she's not called the minister of health.
Die Gesundheitsministerin.
She's now been called the minister of death.
Wird jetzt die Ministerin des Todes genannt.
People have lost all faith in her completely.
Die Menschen dort haben allen Glauben an sie verloren.
It's a matter of time before the Trudeau government is thrown out.
Es ist nur eine Frage der Zeit, bis diese Regierung abgesetzt
just like
wird.
It's just a matter of time before the fake Biden government is thrown out in the United States.
Bravo. Bravo.
So wie es nur eine Frage der Zeit ist, bis diese falsche Biden-Administration abgesetzt wird.
And the fake Merkel government is thrown out in Germany.
Und genauso die falsche Merkel-Regierung, bis die auch hier endlich abgesetzt wird.
And the awful Swedish government making everyone take the shot in Sweden is thrown out as well. I mean, country after country after country.
Ja, also eigentlich jede Regierung weltweit. Es ist nur eine Frage der Zeit, bis jede Regierung weltweit endlich abgesetzt wird.
But we have to remain strong. We are all powerful spiritual beings here to make a much better and happier world.
Wir müssen trotz allem stark bleiben. Wir sind alle mächtige spirituelle Wesen. Und wir sind hier, um jetzt zu helfen. Genau dafür sind wir hier.
I want to tell you, we are getting help today.
Und ich möchte sagen, wir bekommen Hilfe heute.
I am in regular contact with my good friend, Palladian Admiral Halosaurus.
Ich bin im regulären Kontakt mit meinem guten Freund, Admiral Halosaurus von den Plejaden.
And he's here now, and he's reminding me that time is not linear. It doesn't function at the same rate.
Und er ist hier und erinnert mich daran, dass Zeit nicht linear ist.
And time has slowed down during this program.
Und Zeit hat sich verlangsamt während dieses Programms.
So we can talk about as many things as we want.
sodass wir über so viele Dinge, wie wir möchten, sprechen können.
Have you ever noticed during your day, sometimes some parts of the day go really fast?
Habt ihr jemals bemerkt, dass während des Tages manche Dinge einfach sehr, sehr schnell verlaufen?
And some other parts go really slow?
Und andere wiederum sehr, sehr langsam nur vergehen.
So we've got about 25 minutes left, but it feels like we have 5 or 6 hours left. That's because the time, it slowed down time intentionally.
Okay. Und wir haben zwar jetzt nur noch 25 Minuten übrig, aber tatsächlich bleiben uns, haben wir nur 5 Stunden. Wow. Wow.
So okay. we're experiencing that. At one time, I was driving back from Mount Shasta back to the Seattle area. And normally it takes 8 or 9 hours.
Ich bin von Mount Shasta mal zurückgefahren und normalerweise beträgt die Reise 9 Stunden.
And I don't know how they did it, but I did ask them for assistance because I wanted to get home quickly.
Und ich weiß nicht, wie ich es getan habe, aber ich habe die Plejade um Hilfe gebeten, dass ich schneller nach Hause komme.
It happened, I was going through Oregon and they did a time shift on me.
Und als ich durch Oregon fuhr, dann haben sie eine Zeitverschiebung vorgenommen.
I normally take about 9 hours, took 6.
Und was 9 Stunden normalerweise dauerte, dauerte nur 6 Stunden.
And I wasn't driving at 250 miles an hour through Oregon. I noticed my clock and suddenly I was here. There was a shift in time.
Right. Also, er hat auch nichts damit zu tun, dass er jetzt gerast ist wie ein Irrer, das gar nicht. Er hat tatsächlich gemerkt, er guckte auf die Uhr und plötzlich war er da. Und
And the Pleiadians will help us as well. You just have to ask, put your hand over your heart, bow your head, and they will help you if you need help.
Pleiade helfen dir, was auch immer du für Hilfe brauchst. Leg die Hand auf dein Herz, beuge den Kopf leicht nach vorne, mach das you und ja.
They're not going to let us kill ourselves.
Sie werden nicht zulassen, dass wir uns selbst töten.
Yeah. But Cynthia, I want to ask you, what's the most inspiring thing you saw in London yesterday, day before?
I think the children, there were so many children and their confidence in what they were saying and the band and the placards they were holding, they really felt the truth of what they were doing. And it wasn't just that they'd been programmed by their parents to say stuff. They really, you could feel they were really there with us. And yeah, I think that and just the incredible amount of people. There are just so many people. And it always feels like it's hard to guess how or estimate how many people were there. But it felt more than before. So, yeah. And just the collective feeling of togetherness, of love, of compassion, of empathy, and of wanting to do the right thing for humanity. I've never experienced these feelings before on such a huge scale. And it's growing just within ordinary people. They don't have to be a sort of go, you know, be into anything in particular, or they are into something particular, but all those isms are all falling away, and you can really feel this sort of golden cord in humanity expanding, and that's what it's all about.
That's great. Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
Gerhard, you're in Vienna. What's it like in Vienna? What's the mood there like? And have there been, I mean, do you have problems? Is Vienna open now and people enjoying their lives? Are there protests? What's it like there?
Here in the south of Vienna, we don't feel much of these things.
Okay.
No. You told us last time that the military will stop this. How is it going on?
The military?
Yes.
I've asked Q about that a lot.
Can you tell us a new thing?
Mm-hmm.
It will stop also in the next month.
Right. He said that there's been a lot of arrests and they continue. That's what's slowing it down. There's a lot happening behind the scenes that you don't know about because the media is controlled. But there's a lot of good things happening behind the scenes.
Okay. Also die Frage war jetzt an Gerhard, ob in Österreich, wie es da läuft. Ne? Also wir kriegen nicht viel mit. Was aber auffällig ist, ist das Militär. Das ist auch hier in Deutschland so. Man sieht immer wieder Militärbewegungen. Wir haben unglaublich viel Luftbewegung auch von dem Militär. Und Ted sagte eben, dass er mit Q darüber gesprochen wird, dass eben tatsächlich im Hintergrund das Militär noch viele Verhaftungen vornimmt, was wir hier gar nicht mitbekommen und was darum auch zu Verzögerungen wiederum führt im Gesamtgeschehen.
There is something I heard interesting about China the other day.
Es gibt etwas sehr Interessantes, was ich über China gehört habe. Yeah, me too.
Okay, we'll share it each other.
No, yeah.
China's not taking the vax, not taking the shot.
China, sie nehmen keine Impfung.
But Australia military is taking the shot.
Australia military. Mm-hmm. Aber australisches Militär nimmt die Impfung.
And now about 20-25% I've heard of the Australian Navy is dead or sick.
Und mittlerweile sind 20-25% des australischen Militärs, Navy, krank. Erkrankt.
Including their defense minister in Australia is now thought to be dead from taking the shot.
Und der Verteidigungsminister von Australien ist sogar aufgrund der Impfung verstorben.
There was a general, a Chinese general called General Ho, who gave a speech, a secret speech in 2002 in Beijing.
2002 gab General Ho eine geheime Rede.
And he talked openly, it's been published, it's on the web, still there, openly about killing 80-90 million Americans, no problem.
Und dort sprach er ganz offen darüber, 80 bis 90 Millionen Amerikaner zu töten.
But you don't do it in open warfare.
Aber du machst es natürlich nicht im offenen Kriegszustand, Feld.
You give them a shot that makes them ill.
Du gibst ihm eine Impfung.
And you give it to their militaries to make them sick and die.
Und du gibst es auch dem Militär, damit es krank wird und stirbt.
Then you attack.
Und dann greifst du an.
When the military has been decimated and the population is sick or dead.
Also und dann du greifst eben dann an, wenn das Militär nicht mehr da ist und die Bevölkerung krank ist.
The message I got is that under the Chinese timetable, in September 2023, they plan to attack Australia.
Die Botschaft, die er hat, ist, dass im September 2023 sie geplant haben, Australien anzugreifen.
But this will be prevented because the Three Gorges Dam is going to collapse by the end of this year.
Aber das wird nicht stattfinden, denn der Drei-Schluchten-Staudamm soll Ende des Jahres brechen. I have heard that too, yes.
It'll wipe out Wuhan.
Es wird Wuhan zerstören.
Which has the largest adrenochrome factory in the world.
Welches die größte Adrenochrom-Fabrik hat auf der ganzen Erde.
And that whole area has about one third of Chinese technology and industry.
Und dieses gesamte Gebiet beinhaltet ein Viertel der gesamten Technologie von China.
This will lead to the fall of the Chinese Communist Party.
Und das wird dazu führen, dass die kommunistische Partei stürzt.
And China will become a democracy. It's going to take some years, but it will happen.
Und China selbst wird sich im Laufe der nächsten Jahre zu einer Demokratie entwickeln.
So everything that they've tried will fail.
Und also alles, was die geplant hatten, wird also nicht stattfinden.
Yeah.
So, I saw that water is already rising up in China. A lot of floods are going on now. I've seen pictures and videos. Is this true?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You won't hear about here because we talk about news, sports and weather and what the Kardashians are doing. But that is true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also ich habe... About Telegram, it's the only way
Telegram,
to
yeah.
get information. Telegram.
Telegram is run by a couple of Russians. Get that?
Yeah, I know. But it's the only source I have to get some information. I know I don't know what is true, but some information is coming true. And
right.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think will happen, Tom?
That I've heard reports that the Three Gorges Dam is compromised.
Yeah.
Now, if this is true and accurate, my goodness, that'll be so catastrophic to the economy in China. You know, I can't predict that. Go ahead, Saskia.
Tom hat auch das gehört über den Drei-Schluchten-Damm, dass er eben dass etwas passieren wird. Und wenn der natürlich zusammenbricht, wäre ist das katastrophal für die Wirtschaft.
As far as China. China is a communist country. China is our enemy.
China ist ein kommunistisches Land. Es ist ein Feind.
I don't trust China. So let's hope that God intervenes. I don't trust China.
Yeah,
I think he will. Hoffe einfach, dass Gott eingreifen wird. Mm-hmm. I have heard that when this dam, what was the name? Three
Gorges Dam.
Yeah, when this breaks, 700 million people will die. Is this true?
I don't know how many, but I unfortunately do see that happening. But
is there something we can prevent it or somehow to help that people move, or is it meant to happen that way?
I mean, you have to think karmically what this government, their government, has done to the world and what they've been trying to do. Mm. And this is the time now to settle all debts.
Mm. Okay.
And in a way, it's karma coming back to them. I don't want to see people die either, but I don't know. It's in God's hands, not mine.
Okay. Yeah. And it has something to do with Bitcoin too, and everything is crashing down, and this is a large story. And
so if we all prayed and stopped the dam from bursting, that would mean the adrenal chrome factories in Wuhan would continue. Is that a good thing? I don't think so.
No.
So it's in God's hands, not mine.
Yeah. Also all das, was China jetzt angeht, was wir hören, was so mancher hört über den Freischluchtendamm, und wir können es jetzt wirklich nur in die Hände des Hören geben, der Schöpfung.
Yeah. Cynthia and Lana, tell us about London. Do they have protests every week? We don't hear anything over here except about news, sports, and the Kardashians. But what, like, will they have another protest next week or what?
We had one 2 weeks ago. And then before that, we had one 2 weeks before that. But it's usually every month. And then sometimes they have really small ones. But I started, I went to the first one, I've been to all of them, but the first one I went to was a year ago, last March, and there were a few hundred people. So it's just amazing how it's expanded and how everybody's energy is just incredible, and the frequency raising is just, it's wonderful. And then when we coincide with the global ones, it's even bigger because it's happening on a global scale. So when you think about everybody's frequency raising and everybody's coming from the heart, it's mm-hmm. amazing, really is, the feelings of mm-hmm.
and
happiness.
You see, this wouldn't have happened if we wouldn't have Corona or whatever, you know?
Right.
That's true, yeah.
All this stuff and all this is what is happening as to where we are now. People are coming together. It's just,
The Galactics have said that they need at least 60% of the people on this planet awaken, who are, you know, sending out good positive light. And we just passed that here, I guess a couple of weeks ago. We went above 60%, which is really good. But that's the other reason why the negatives are pushing for children, because I think, like, worldwide, it's like, what is it? It's about a third of the world now. I don't know, 35% has gotten the shot, and that stops your ascension. So they're close. They're doing everything they can, and the children are a new market for them.
There is a children's march in London on the 19th. That's from 0 to 17. Okay. So that's going to be a good one. And then we have another march on the 26th of June, is it, Lana? Yeah, that'll be another big one. I don't know if it's a global or just a London one.
Uh-huh. Well, keep in touch. Let me know about these things, and I'll have you back on. You can talk about it and everything.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for this platform and spreading the news. So glad we could share this, you know, and give hope to everyone.
Yes, it is, to give hope. Yeah, nothing is lost, to give hope.
Right, exactly. And I know we're going to get through it. You know, this is a time of truth. The Supreme Being, the entity who created all of this, has decreed that this planet shall ascend into the higher dimensions. And the truth is coming out. It's also an age of truth, too. So even though the media is controlled and we deal with a lot of lies in the press and other people, the truth is coming out. It is coming out. And I think you'll be surprised about the number of people going to jail and imprisoned because of that.
But, could I ask one question to whoever can answer?
Sure.
It was about the PCR test. Is that as dangerous as the shot?
Do birds fly? do Americans eat French fries? English beer better than American beer? The answer is yes. Some people may argue with me, but anyway, because it contains, whoops, go ahead. Sorry.
Ja, die Frage jetzt war, ob der PCR-Test genauso gefährlich ist wie die Impfung selber. Die Antwort von Ted, ja, ist es.
Ja. The test itself, those little like Q-tip things, contain AI and they're alive. And so when they stick them, the whole thing is such a sham. When they stick it way back in your throat area, there's a plate there. I don't have a medical background, but there's a little plate back there. And when they do that, those nanobots wiggle out and they wiggle into your brain. And it's like getting vaccinated with the nanobots. Same thing.
Also was die PCR-Tests angeht, auf den Stäbchen und vorne auf diesen Wattestäbchen befindet sich künstliche Intelligenz, also kleine, man hat es schon mal gesehen, so kleine schwarze Härchen. Und wenn die dann hier hinten den Test machen, bleiben die dort haften und bewegen sich dann sozusagen bis hoch ins Gehirn. Das ist eigentlich auch eine Art Impfung, die da stattfindet schon.
So it's a good idea to avoid the PCR-Test at all costs.
Deswegen ist es wichtig, diese PCR-Tests unbedingt zu vermeiden.
You know, if they truly wanted it, well, if it was a true test, they would maybe take a little saliva or something, but not stick it way back there.
Ist es eine andere Technologie? Also ich hab diese schwarzen Fäden im Mikroskop angesehen. Die gibt es auf jeder Maske und auch sogar auf Wattestäbchen habe ich die entdeckt. Saskia?
Well, we see her.
Ja, frozen. Die Verbindung ist gerade schlecht geworden.
Okay.
Ja.
Can you repeat in English? Maybe. Yes,
is it another technology on the PCR test and because I saw this black worms. Under the microscope, I watched it, and it's on the mask. It's also on what else? Saskia, kannst du mich wieder hören?
Sorry, they are tagging me now. They are just cut off my internet.
Okay, du, ich hab mittlerweile seit dem letzten Mal habe ich jetzt im Mikroskop mir angesehen auch Masken und auch Wattestäbchen. Überall findet man diese schwarzen Fäden und die bewegen sich, wenn du sie anhauchst. Aber nicht zum Beispiel, wenn du sie mit dem Föhn anbläst, dann bewegen sie sich nicht.
Wattestäbchen meinst du jetzt bei PCR-Tests oder generell?
Normale Wattestäbchen, das dürfte schon seit, und ich habe auch Videos gesehen, dass schon seit 2008 Krankheiten entdeckt wurden, wo diese Morgellons, diese Würmer sozusagen, auch in anderen Dingen, Produkten schon mit eingeloggt und eingewebt werden.
Aha. Gerhard, zuerst der Tee looked under microscope. In mask and in normal, what is the name? What was the name for the
PCR?
Not PCR, also this what you use to clean your ears.
Oh, earplugs.
Yeah, found this little black morgellons, maybe.
Yeah.
Also in this normal things you for example need use to clean your ears.
Different.
And this goes back to 2008 already, and it's already found in other stuff we use or take in.
Like feminine tampons.
Yeah.
Anything with your baby's nappies.
Yeah.
And but this is in another technology than the shot. This is metallic, and this is a kind of alien organic.
It is. Actually, the PCR test by the inventor doesn't test for COVID because it's 97% inaccurate, only 3% accurate. The second thing about it is that there's a lawsuit now against the CDC saying that the CDC lied to America and the world because there's no such thing as COVID. 15 scientists from some of the best public universities in the world examined about 15 to 20 different samples of COVID sent to them by the CDC. And they found two things, influenza flu strain A and flu strain B. That's it. Doesn't even exist. The whole thing is a scam. It's like the 9/11 thing. That was a scam. The President Kennedy's assassination by Lee Harvey Oswald, just one shooter, that was a lie. This is another lie. It's more or less the same pattern of lies upon lies upon lies. And I feel sorry for those people sent there because they believe the lie. They've drank the Kool-Aid. And
so even the PCR will kill them.
Exactly. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
There seems to be a plan here to infect or to infuse harmful ingredients in not only the shot, but in the tests.
Also es geht um einen Plan, wo man sieht, dass es darum geht, schädliche Zusatzstoffe in uns zu bringen, nicht nur mit einer Impfung, sondern auch mit einem Test.
I am not complaining about the medical community. The medical community is really not involved in this.
Ich beschwere mich nicht über die medizinische Gemeinschaft, die ist nicht darin verwickelt.
The One World Order is behind this. One World Order.
That's right.
Eine Weltordnung, die steht dahinter.
And according
The One World Order is controlling the shots.
Und die wiederum kontrolliert die Impfung.
Not the medical community.
No, they're not.
Die medizinische Gemeinschaft tut dies.
Yeah, yeah. The higher you go in this hierarchy, you go up to the New World Order, to the Illuminati, but beyond that, you get to the reptilians and other negatives. They're the ones really in control, and they look at humans as cattle to be exploited and used. So.
Also, wer steht denn unter der Neuen Welt und die Illuminati und so weiter? Bis hin zu den Reptiloiden, die also diejenigen sind, die das.
And a lot of people, I won't name names, but a lot of people who look human are actually reptilian because they've shapeshifted to appear human, but they're not.
Und viele Menschen, die scheinen Menschen zu sein, sind aber Reptiloide. Das sind die, die eben ihre Form verändern können.
Right. So so people think that these are human decisions. They're not. They're not human.
Und viele Menschen denken, das haben Menschen entschieden, aber es sind nicht, es sind keine Menschen, die das machen, was jetzt hierbei läuft, sondern dahinter stehen tatsächlich diesen negativen älteren Rassen.
Diese Reptiloide sollen ja eigentlich hauptsächlich China beherrschen, aber wenn es China dann auch nicht, also wenn das in China alles gestürzt wird, dann wird es ja vielleicht in Europa noch besser ausgehen, also wenn die sogar dort schon gestürzt werden bald.
Gehört es, that the reptilians control much of China. A lot of that's them are in China. And if China falls, the whole world is going to be freed of them.
Right, right, exactly.
But the undercurrent here is evil. I mean, all these are manifestations of evil. So this is the real thing that we're faced with.
Mm. Yes, hello.
Wir sind ja ständig konfrontiert dem Schlechten, mit dem Bösen, mit der Manifestation. Es ist, glaube ich, wichtig, dass wir aus dieser Polarität Gut und Böse heraussteigen und unsere Schwingung anheben.
Gerhard says, it's as long we are in this duality and talking about all this kind of negative stuff, it's important to get out of it, to get above it, and stop judging and just, it is what it is.
Right.
And we are about to end it. It's about to be that's over. Right.
Yeah. And look what's happened during this past year or so. They've switched us over to Zoom and internet communications, which is okay. But that's all artificial intelligence. We need to be with other humans because that's what we are. That's one reason why the suicide rates, especially among young people around the world, have skyrocketed during this silly lockdown. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't do any purpose except make us obedient and and make us fearful, which further lowers our resistance. So anyway, and I agree with you, Saskia. I think we're going to get through this just fine. So I know we will.
Like Hugh says, we are killing it.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's the seventh time, and we are killing it this time. And that's right. Yes, I'm sure, and I know it to be true.
That's right. I know it to be true.
It's like we're shining a light onto it all. You know, we're revealing it, and then it's clearing it, and then we move on.
That's right. Yeah. It's like, ever been into a basement full of rats, and it's dark, put a light on it, they all scatter. Well, it's the same thing now. They're all scattering around. I don't know where they're going to go, but I don't care, you know.
We are all doing well, and everybody is doing a great job, and is there where he or she needs to be. And, well, I have great faith, and everything is all right.
Zu den Zeitdiensten, ich würde gerne noch etwas sagen, und zwar, wir haben gesagt, es ist wichtig, dass wir an Gott glauben, dass wir verbunden sind mit Gott.
Ja.
Ich glaube, es ist auch wichtig, dass wir uns öffnen, dass Gott durch uns wirkt, dass wir das Göttliche hier verkörpern und dass wir hier die Schwingung dieser Energie anheben.
Ja.
Und wir haben auch jetzt ein Projekt gestartet, die Konferenz der Menschen. Und wir werden ganz viele Menschen zusammenbringen über Online und Radio und werden ganz viele positive Beiträge teilen und die Menschen animieren, eigene kreative Projekte zu starten und sich abzuwenden von den anderen negativen Dingen, sondern positiv zu beschäftigen. Das nennen wir eben die Konferenz der Menschen.com. Das ist die neue Seite, die wir erst in ein paar Wochen öffentlich gemacht. Ja. Also wir freuen uns auf dieses riesige Projekt, wo wir internationalen Menschen begeistern wollen mit tollen Beiträgen und sie in die Aktion bringen wollen, in die Kreativität. Das wäre also mein Abschlussstatement für heute.
Wunderbar. Soll ich das nochmal
lösen? PeoplePowerConference.com ist auch die englische Seite. Ist aber noch nicht freigeschaltet im Moment. Also ich habe sie schon reserviert, aber in ein paar Wochen wird dann hier die Konferenz beginnen. Am 1. Juli, genau gesagt.
Am 1. Juli. What Gerhard says is that they're starting a new project,
PeoplePowerConference.com.
PeoplePowerConference.com. That means they are bringing together all the people worldwide with the same mission and to support each other. Right, that's great. We are doing it here in Germany right now too. It's starting everywhere and it's great, it's amazing.
People, on 1st of July, not yet. On 1st of July, we start this conference.
Right.
You know, in the past century, and for many centuries, they created fake wars so we kill each other. Then they tried to do a fake event at Fukushima to wipe out humanity with a bunch of radiation that was cleaned up by the galactics. And now they create this fake plandemic to brainwash people so they take this shot so they die. It's not going to work. Nothing's going to work, they do.
Just say there was one other thing that was really interesting. It reminded me what you said, Saskia. And is that in all these groups in London that have been forming separately are all coming together now. It's like they're all interconnected and people know each other. And so that's, and I think whatever happens in England tends to go all the way around the world. Like it's almost like we're a heart in England pumps around the world. Like when Princess Diana died, if that had been another country, it wouldn't have had that same impact everywhere. So what happens here, I think, is a really good indication for everywhere.
Sure, absolutely.
And it wouldn't have happened without what is happening now in the world, you know? People are coming together now. That was, I think, the meaning of everything.
Right. And everyone's together as a family. And it doesn't matter where we are.
And that's the new world, this beautiful, new, bright world. It's showing up. It's showing realizing. Up.
And we all have the spark of the creator or God within us. And finally, before I forget, Tom, could you give out your website again so people could avail themselves of your free program, please?
Scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com.
Okay. Okay, great.
Thanks, Ted.
Now, my pleasure. Any last comments people would like to say?
Let me translate or mention it again in German. Nochmal zu Toms Website, Scalarlight. scalarlight.com. Schaut mal vorbei, schreibt euch ein, ladet euer Foto hoch und testet mal für 2 Wochen kostenfrei Scala Energie. Ich kann es jedem empfehlen. Gut, okay.
Out of This World Radio is a non-profit program supported entirely by donations. So if you like this show, just please feel free to support us. Any amount's appreciated. Just go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net and contribute anything you like. And I want to especially thank Gerhard, Saskia, Lana, Tom, and Cynthia for coming on today and sharing all your words of wisdom and pictures and everything. You know, people are organizing around the world, from Toronto to London to Germany to Australia to Japan, South America, Central South America. We're all waking up around the world. They're trying to stop it, but it's not going to be successful. We have to remain strong and know that we are getting a lot of help from the other side. If you feel like you need galactic help, put your hand over your heart, bow your head slightly, ask the Pleiadians for help. You can also do the hue, like that. Do that 3 or 4 times. It'll help bring in the galactics. I have several websites. Outofthisworldradio.net tells you where I broadcast. Outofthisworldreadings, plural.com. Is for my books. I have a book called Messages from the Masters with messages from Albert Einstein, Nostradamus, and John F. Kennedy on our beautiful, bright future. It's just $20, includes a free reading. I have these beautiful love tuning forks. They're at 528 hertz, and when you play it with this Lemurian crystal, you spread love everywhere. But I also do psychic readings, and I can tell you what your pet's thinking about you right now and what you'll be having for breakfast tomorrow, if you like. But seriously, I put people in touch with the other side, and I've been doing that now for 27, 28 years. But I want to thank you all so much for coming on today. All of my shows here on Gerhard's channel at, I forget the website. What's the website there? What's your website?
Planetsoul.eu. Okay. And you can put it Planet Soul in the Google and Ted Marr, and you find it in first place.
Okay, great, great. And I'll send you a copy. And our next show, could we have it on, let's see, June 14th, if that's okay, Gerhard, Saskia?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. 2 weeks.
Yeah, about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Tom, thank you so much for coming on today. Lana and Cynthia, it was inspirational to hear about things going on in London that the main media completely ignores. And people thank are waking you. Up. So,
thank you. Love wins.
Love wins.
Yes, you're right. Good for you. Good for you.
Okay, my friends. Okay.
You, Zane, nice to meet you all.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Lovely thank you so much, you everybody. All right.
Good night. Thank you all.
Thank you.
God bless Europe.
God bless the world.
God bless the universe.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Das war Ted Mars, Out of This World Radio, auf Radio Soul.
Ich wollte